now he's funding a study on wombats. Mark Maron.
It's an important study. At least it's not on Teflon-induced testicular cancer because of my waffles. Man. Craig Ferguson came here from Scotland in 1995. He was on the Drew Carey Show for years. He wrote and directed a couple of films. Now he puts people to sleep every night on the Late Late Show. I say that in a good way. He's also written this novel I'm holding in my hand, Between the Bridge and the River. Welcome to the show, Craig Ferguson.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good. So you're not feeling well? Is that true?
I don't feel too well today. I took my kid to a birthday party at the weekend, and I think I have a bouncy castle-related virus. you know, the kids jump around, and the bouncy castles are full of snot and other little things that kids are full of, little bits of snot and poo.
Yeah.
And then you can pick up anything for these bouncy castles.
Well, you know,
you're not just bouncing in one bouncy castle. You're bouncing in everyone that's been bouncing in that bouncy castle and who they've bounced with, too.
You might have to throw that kid away.
No, I'm keeping him.
All right, good. So, hey, now, look, where the hell you find time to do everything? When did you write this novel?
I wrote a lot of it before I started doing this show, and then it slowed me down a bit when I was doing the show. I had to finish it up, but
what's it about, Craig?
What's it about?
Tell us what it's about, because it's a.
If I could tell you what it's about, I wouldn't have written it down.
Look,
it's about life. It's about love and death.
It's a huge book. I get the book in the mail. They're like, he's coming on the show. He's coming on the phone. Here's the book, and I'm like, what do you want me to do with it? You know, I got this huge book. It's a 400 or 500 pages. It looks very...
Well, more than that. It's about 1,000 pages.
Oh, my God. It's like War and Peace or Gravity's Rainbow. And, and it, you know, it's complicated. There's French in it.
There's French bits in it. Yeah, it's complicated book. But rest assured, I did write all of it.
Which is
going against the grain with most authors these days. But I wrote all of it by myself.
And it's about two friends, yes?
It's about two friends from Scotland. They grow up in what happens to them, and also it's about two half brothers from the deep south of America, and they grow up and what happens to them, and it's a very complicated look at Hollywood and religion and Jungian psychotherapy.
Wow, that sounds simple.
It's a laugh riot.
Yeah, it sounds funny. It sounds deep. It sounds broad. Now you did it. Now let me ask you about an event. I got to clear something up because I got a dispatch from a friend of mine who sent me a thing that somebody else wrote about an event you did at the L.A. Book Festival.
Yeah.
Where you pissed off a couple of people. Did that happen?
What, me pissing off people?
Yeah.
When I get out of bed in the morning and leave the house, I'm bound to piss someone off. Yeah, I'm sure I pissed off plenty of people.
Because a woman who's a writer, Susie Bright, I think, was on a panel with you, and she wrote an email that said you didn't pay her and her buddies enough respect. Did you get in a fist fight with some lesbians, my friend?
If only that were true. No, I guess I didn't. I don't know. I don't really remember it that well.
Oh, man. All right. So now, okay, let's talk about, in terms of The Late Show, my buddy Jim Short, who has just appeared on your show last night, is going to be on my show today.
All right, okay.
And he's going to be on your show sometime in the near future. Who you got on the show tonight?
Tonight is Dominic Monaghan from The Lost Show, you know, the one on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a hobbit in The Lord of the Rings. He's a little guy, but very nice.
Oh, he's a funny-looking guy. He's got a funny-looking head.
Yeah, well, he's a hobbit. He's got big, hairy feet.
Yeah.
And Diane Farr is on tonight as well. You know Diane Farr?
Tell me.
She's a beautiful and talented actress. She's on the hit show Numbers.
The one about the people from outer space?
No, the one about the guy who solves crimes with math.
Oh, yeah.
And they say the word numbers, but instead of an E, they put a 3 in.
Oh, right. This is the Geek Hero.
Yeah, that's right.
Sitcom.
Yeah, that one.
Finally, the geeks are having their day on television.
I think the geeks have been having their day for about the past 25 years, my friend.
Yeah, but math has never been hot.
I don't know that math is really hot. That's why they have Diane Farr on the show.
Well,
math is not hot. I'm not having math as my guest tonight.
You're having Diane Farr.
Exactly.
Is she any relation to Jamie Farr?
Yeah, probably. I'm going to go with that anyway. Yeah, why not? She's related to Jamie Farr. She's his daughter.
Why don't you come out dressed as Klinger? And then
she'll be dressed as a woman for sure.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, and I may be too.
Now, when you started out in Scotland, were you a stand-up or what?
No, I was a bartender when I started out. I attended bar, but
okay.
I had a conflict of interest. I was kind of like, you know, I was doing a bit of insider trading behind the bar. I would drink a lot of the stuff I was serving.
Yeah.
And then I started doing stand-up and kind of drifted into doing theater from that. And then did TV and did more stand-up and ended up, you know, on the Drew Carey Show. It's all a long, convoluted, terrifying story.
You did all right for yourself, though, I'd say.
Yeah, I kind of fail up all the time. I'm like a television executive.
No more booze, though, huh?
Not now. No, not for about 14 years.
Me neither. I don't
really?
Do it either. Yeah, it's been, I'm coming up on 7.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, did you find it was getting in the way?
Yeah, I found it was the way.
Yeah. And I thought, for me, actually, it was the solution to all my problems, except the side effects were dramatic,
yeah.
And in some cases, criminal.
Yeah. That's the way it works, but when you're in it, it just all seems like fun, doesn't it?
Oh, boy, doesn't
yeah,
it ever.
And
then when you know when I start, it's like a bad relationship, though. When you come out of a bad relationship and everyone goes, oh, thank God, I knew it was so, you know,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
so terrible. It's the same with booze. You stop drinking, they go, people say, oh, yeah, yeah, you obviously had a problem.
Yeah, yeah, right. Thanks for helping me out when I was vomiting on myself in your car.
Yeah, well, actually, a few people said to me, no, I'm kind of glad that you stopped. And sometimes when I go back to Scotland, I run into people who go, oh, my God, I can't believe you're still alive.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. I get that, too.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, congratulations on everything, Craig. And I'll hawk your book a little more.
Oh, God bless you, young
you
fella.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Craig Ferguson from The Late Late Show will be back with David Sirota on the phone. The book is Between the Bridge and the River. I haven't read it. He said it was good.